This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I gave a nod to healthcare as part of the Trump economic agenda overall, but really it's worth more than just a nod. The administration wants to cut $1.6 trillion from Medicaid over the next decade. In other words, a 50% reduction in a program that primarily provides healthcare to low-income and people with disabilities. That's the headline number, but tucked in there as well, though, are cuts for healthcare.gov, the website that about 10 million Americans use to shop for health insurance. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at where that might lead.
Last year, President Obama thought healthcare.gov needed $2.1 billion to run smoothly. This year, President Trump thinks it just needs $1.7 billion.
So that means 20% less funding for things including helping people enroll, running healthcare.gov, outreach and marketing, running the call center.
Aviva Arendine is a former senior advisor at Health and Human Services during the Obama administration. To Arendine, it seems odd to propose a 20% haircut when the Trump administration has already made changes that arguably call for more resources, like tightening up the enrollment period and beefing up eligibility requirements. But ultimately, she says, she's not surprised.
We've seen a consistent pattern from the administration of actively undermining the marketplaces and not doing what needs to be done to make the markets work.
One of President Trump's first moves in office was relaxing the mandate to have insurance. Then the administration pulled ads temporarily urging people to sign up for coverage. And just this week, officials pushed off a decision on subsidies, likely forcing insurers to jack up premiums. Jessica Altman, chief of staff at the Pennsylvania Insurance Department, says if these new cuts to healthcare.gov go through, it'll just make it that much harder for the 10 million people who use the site to get coverage.
It will be more difficult to navigate. There will be more hoops for consumers to jump through, or that the system won't work as well as it needs to.
Altman says everybody remembers the fiasco when the site first rolled out, giving consumers fits. The point, says Altman, is to help as many people get insured as possible, something President Trump's budget doesn't do. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.